What about pre-op, though? Because, you know, theoretically, you want to figure this out up front. Are there clinical clues? You know, I remember seeing diagrams that people had, what you just described. Does it just shrink together? Is it patchy? Is there a type of clinical scenario that would, you know, point you in one direction or the other?
So in my practice, in a patient that I am considering downstaging with preoperative chemotherapy, I do use MRI, both pre-treatment and then post-treatment, to get a sense of that type of response that the patient has had. There have been lots of studies trying to define what is the best imaging tool to look at patterns of response or to predict pathologic complete response after pre-op therapy. And although none of the tools are perfect, MRI does seem to have the highest correlation coefficient, if you will, with predicting size of the tumor after neoadjuvant therapy and the likelihood of a pathologic complete response. We are looking right now, again, retrospectively, in a cohort of patients treated at Dana-Farber, where we've already published on the rates of re-excision after neoadjuvant therapy, which is a little different than, you know, re-excision in the upfront surgery setting. Again, there is no consensus statement that says what is a negative margin after neoadjuvant therapy. Is no tumor on ink good enough, or do you need 1 millimeter, do you need 2 millimeters? So we did publish a small retrospective series from our population showing that there was no difference in rates of local recurrence at 5 years based on margin width, that no tumor on ink seemed appropriate in this population, again, that were managed by the physicians at the time. But we're now going back, and Dr. Schnitt is actually reviewing all of those cases, and we're trying to categorize really the pattern of response to try to get an idea, does pattern of response predict for outcome at all? There was a very old and small paper from the MD Anderson group many years ago suggesting that perhaps that patients that have that stippled pattern of response, that perhaps they have inferior outcomes to patients that shrink concentrically. But there's really very little known about the importance of the pattern of response. So we're interested in it both with respect to making sure that we are making good surgical decisions and making sure that we get an adequate assessment of the tumor bed, making sure we get clear margins, but also looking at, does it have any prognostic significance?